A very special short documentary has been released showcasing a snippet of a loved autistic 16-year-old, Nico Cowley, and his unique view of the world. It's called Meet Munch Jr. And what makes it extra special is that it was directed by Nico's dad, first-time director Ali Cowley, who's done a brilliant job of showing Nico's wonderfully unique personality. We're very grateful to have a father and son, Ali and Nico Cowley, with us this morning to tell us or introduce us to Munch Jr. That'll be coming up shortly, but thank you both so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it. Ali, Nico, thank you so much joining us. Good. Well, firstly, Ali, we'll have a quick catch up with you with regards to this awesome documentary. Tell us more about the short doco and what it's about.
Okay, so I was approached by Loading Docs to come up or apply for telling my story or presenting a story. And so what's really close to my heart is my family, and obviously Nico's my oldest boy, and he has Asperger's syndrome. So yeah, I pitched to them that I'd love to make a story about him. So yeah, that's how it initially began.
What is Asperger's, please?
So Asperger's is part of the autism spectrum disorder. And it's a neurological disorder, so it affects your speech and your language, and it's like a lot of repetitive behaviour, and it causes a lot of your sensory overload to the person. So it can be so many things happening at once that you can't process it.
Now, with regards to the documentary, a very special message, and what was that message that you wanted to, you know, come across through the documentary, Ali?
Well, I think it's the overall message is about, you know, loving unconditionally, but it's about acceptance and also to be aware about, you know, how our families, maybe they're going through something that you need to, like, try and to investigate and try and be, you know, understanding to what's happening with them. Yeah.
And also, first time directing, how was that for you, especially with Nico and your wife and other children as well? How was that?
Nico?
What?
How was it for me?
I don't know. You just mainly just like you're just talking to all the film crew while we were just like,
oh, that's right.
I remember one day he was like, talking to the film crew, and we had to all huddle in this room and like keep
exactly
quiet while he did like his interview that didn't get used.
First time directing. So yeah, it's my first time live directing because I'm an animation director, so I've actually done. You know, it's like just telling, it's like a big family just telling them what to do and make sure they do it.
It was brilliant too. A lot of the animation, you know, sequences in the doco is very good. For yourself, Nico, how was it? How was the whole experience for you?
It was very, it's very tiring.
Yeah, I felt sorry for Nico. He's quite a shy guy, so.
And it's very elongated. And no offense, it's just like it's very long, and then there were times we had to rush, and there was like long, and times we had to rush again.
Rush and wait.
It's like kind of a.
What about, what did you like about the project then?
Yeah, what did I like?
Your character?
Yeah, I really liked doing the film thing, going to. In West Studios and where is it?
Yeah, West Studios and West Auckland.
West Auckland, you can go there.
Yeah, it's the first time to this. If you're watching the film, don't want to spoil it too much, but there's a great place
in
West
Auckland. You watch the movie.
We won't try and say too much because we want you to watch it.
There was a very special character featured in the documentary. Would it be all right if we're able to meet him? Oh, look, you dropped something, but I think you...
Just give us a sec.
Okay, then.
I can keep talking while he's putting it on.
And just while Nico's getting ready, or our friend who's going to visit us very shortly, Ali, just, you know, this avenue of expression and the importance for Nico.
So Nico, it was when he was quite young, he didn't talk much. Actually, when he was born, he didn't actually make a noise, so we were quite challenged with him when he was growing up, that other people couldn't understand what was happening with him, and when we got him diagnosed...
That's the same case today.
Yeah, well, that's true, but when he was really young, so he happened to come across, and it was like quite a challenge for teachers and class and that, but when we found out that he really liked Captain Underpants, and from there, well, probably even before that, he was like drawing, and then he just was really into drawing and making up characters and things like that. And I think, that's where we found out that it was his true talent, and that actually helped us to get him through a lot of challenges for us. So it's a great thing to actually find out what. And this is really our story, so everyone else has different stories. This, everyone's got really hardships when it comes to autism. So yeah.
And with that, are we able to introduce our friend there, please, Nika? Who? Oh my goodness. Okay then. So hello, and what's your name, sir?
I'm this is Munch Junior, and what else do I say?
Munch, how are you, Munch?
Good.
Munch, I like your little outfit you got on there. What's the tie for?
I just like ties.
Any reason for yellow?
Compliments my hair.
Very good. You remind me, I'm looking at Munch Jr. there, and reminding me of a very popular character from the early 90s. Munch, have you ever heard of Barney?
Yeah.
He's been compared to.
He's
got a likeness.
He's very nice likeness and very friendly. So, Munch Jr., for our young people that are tuning in this morning or watching online.
I kind of thought
he was going to say thingy, but. But it could be another thingy as well. Mr. Munch Jr., what would you like to say to our viewers and our listeners tuning in this morning, please?
Watch the movie.
Hope that's not a measles outbreak there. So. My gosh. Thank you so much, Munch Junior. Very good.
He's immunized.
Oh my goodness. Munch Junior, you look after yourself there. And Ali, maybe if we can finish with yourself this morning as well. Message to our parents, especially with those with children who have Asperger's. What's the message this morning?
For me, we're part of a Passage Pacific Autism Support Group, so we want to make sure that you know that we're out there. Our founder, Betty Polifalau, and her son Roman came into the studio to talk in Autism Month, Awareness Month. So we just wanted to make sure that if you feel like your child has certain things that you don't understand, that you go and check your child out and get diagnosed. And if you do find out that's the case, then come and see us at Passage and just look for our page on Facebook.
Yeah.
And I just want to end with a little phrase that I in Samoan that I asked Umiri,
I didn't get a script.
Aotangavai, to help us find a way to describe autism Samoan, and it's e moa penina I lele loto o le moana, and that means I can't even remember my. So if you find pearls when you dive deep in the ocean, so I just want to say, you know, your child is your pearl. So, you know, if you're willing to try hard enough to help your child, then, you know, you should do it because it's well worth it. Look at this guy. And then we've got a new member of the family here too.
Yeah.
Nico, you want to sign us off?
Okay, what am I saying?
Just ad lib.
Ad lib or?
Thank you, my son. There it is.